I actually got to speak with Michael Trippick, the chairman of the Clanfield Bowls and Sports Club, in person at the clubhouse. But then the technology gremlins bit and we actually recorded our chat over the phone. So Michael, how are you today?
I'm very well, Phil. Thank you. Good to speak to you.
Clanfield Bowls and Sports Club, it's relatively new, isn't it? Been going about 2 years, I suppose, now, and maybe a little longer. Tell me, how did you end up involved and filling the role of chairman here?
My wife and I were both born and bred in Hampshire, and very shortly after we got married at Catherington Church, coincidentally, our careers whisked us away to Bristol for 30 years, until my wife woke up one morning and said, can we go home now? So we came back, and we saw a lovely house in Clanfield, which we fell in love with. And it was shortly after that, which was 6 years ago, I attended a council meeting to find out what was going on in the village and got roped in immediately to help with this new project called Imminent Bowls Club. And as I say, Phil, that was 6 years ago, and it was quite a long path before we opened in April, May 2019.
But having opened, you've been incredibly successful, to the extent you've now been shortlisted by Bowls England, along with four other clubs, as one of their stories of the year. So tell us, what is the story?
Well, it's I don't know who's more surprised, me or my colleagues, but a form came from Bowls England, who we stay close to because we're affiliated to them, asking us to put forward a case to be nominated as the story of the year. And that's really an award to reflect achievements of a bowls club in the country, you know, in the face of the adversity that we've all been through during the last 12 months or so. And all I know is there are 2,700 bowls clubs in the UK, but to be shortlisted to five and to receive that letter was amazing. So, yeah, it's great.
And it's not the first success that the club has had, is it?
No. Shortly after our opening in spring 2019, the response from the village was amazing. I think partly because there wasn't a lot else for the villagers in Clanfield to do at that time. And so we were able to offer not only a bowls club, but a sort of social hub with a licensed bar. The membership just shot off, and before we knew it, we had 250 members. And a while after, I had a delegation visit, an evaluation team, because it turned out we'd been nominated for the Fuller's Brewery Village of the Year Best Facility Award. So a team came and interviewed us in the pavilion. At that time, they were looking at 11 different organisations, I believe. I thought no more of it, and then suddenly got notification that we'd won it. So very, very pleased and surprised with that.
Fantastic. And the club, now post some of the lockdown, taking off again. I think that can sometimes be a bit of a perception about bowls that it's for people like me, basically old crocs. But I understand that the club here actually caters to everybody across the spectrum, young, old, fit, unfit. Tell me a bit more about how you manage that.
Well, I mean, the first thing I've got to say is just to be clear, we are a registered charity, so we're manned entirely by volunteers. And I'm very lucky to be working with a group of individuals. We've only got a small committee, but all of them work very hard and they're very talented in their particular skill areas. And one of the areas where we all violently agree, if you like, is that we want to make the club fully inclusive, by which I mean it'd be great to see youngsters out there playing. And we've got coaching practices in place to enable that. And at the other end of the spectrum, some of the more elderly who perhaps have got physical disability, we've recently invested with the help of generous grant fund in a specialised bowls wheelchair, which is designed to not damage the artificial playing surface. We've got a bowl, a wheelchair ramp, and we're doing everything we can to make it open to all age groups.
And still accepting members, Michael?
Yeah, as I said, at the outset, we were very fortunate to get a huge uptake in membership. Then, of course, COVID came along and has impacted us like any other organisation. But it's been a real pleasure to witness since opening day on the 29th of March, pretty well all of our previous membership that were registered just prior to lockdown have renewed. And in addition, we're into double figures, brand new members that have joined in the last few weeks. So it's looking very, very good. And today, as we speak, they're enabling catering and refreshments in line with government policy.
So, Michael, if people are interested in coming along, seeing what goes on, how do they get in touch with the club?
If they go to the website, which is clanfieldbfc.com, or just Google Clanfield Bowls and Sports Club, the relevant contact details of the individuals are specified on the website, including myself, and I'll be delighted if anyone wants to contact me. I'll nip up and show them around.
Fantastic. Michael, thank you so much for talking to me today.
My pleasure, Phil. Nice talking to you.